This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining me in the studio today are two women involved with the WIC program through the Livingston County Public Health Department. Kathy Kendall is here. Kathy, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
It is good to have you here. And Diane Stottle is here as well. Diane, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Todd.
Well, we have to talk about the WIC program because it turns out, as long as it's been around, and as long as it's been around in Livingston County, there are still people who don't fully understand it. So we'll start with the very beginning. What is the WIC program?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children. We serve pregnant, breastfeeding, and non-breastfeeding women after they deliver, infants and children up to the age of 5. WIC has been in place for over 40 years now, which is, I think, is a long time. And it's federally funded, thank goodness, through the USDA, because the USDA listens to the American Academy of Pediatric Doctors. And that's who WIC follows for all our guidelines.
How did it come about? How, as you say, if it's been around 40 years, how did all this happen?
Here in Livingston County in 1981, Melinda Hillman, who's our current administrator, she actually started the WIC program as a pilot from McLean County, and then it became permanent to the Livingston County Health Department in 1983. Then in 2004, the WIC program started the Breastfeeding Peer Counselor Initiative that was launched, and then women with breastfeeding experience and training became counselors to support other women learning to breastfeed. And since babies have been breastfed like since the beginning of time, you know, if a mother didn't breastfeed years ago, her infant would either die or she had to find somebody else who was breastfeeding in order to feed her child. Mm-hmm. And then later on, formula was introduced, I don't know, somewhere in the 50s or 60s. And then the pendulum kind of swung to formula feeding. So now we have generations of women who did not breastfeed and have lost that art, you know, which is where our breastfeeding peer counselors come from, as well as WIC staff. So that's why that portion has been added to the WIC program. And we see that there are more positive outcomes with breastfed infants compared to formula-fed infants.
It seems interesting that we've lost this, but obviously we're human beings. I mean, we don't operate on instinct. We operate on what we're taught, what we've learned. So it just makes sense that, as you say, if it becomes a multi-generational situation where in a family there hasn't been much breastfeeding, you can't expect women to just magically know how this is supposed to happen.
Exactly. They need somebody to turn to, and we want women out there in the WIC program to know that we will be able to help them with that.
Why is it important? Why should a person breastfeed? Doesn't it seem kind of archaic?
Yeah, it sort of does, but I'm going to let Diane handle that
one. Yeah, it should be a natural instinct. We always think, you know, every mom thinks, oh, it's just going to be easy, and it's really it's a learned art. It really is. I always tell all my moms that, you know, my mom did not breastfeed. She didn't breastfeed any of us. There are 6 of us kids, but my grandma did. So you got my mother and then a few of my sisters that didn't breastfeed, but the breastfeeding came into effect my generation. I have friends that breastfed. That's the start of it, and I'm 51. So now you got 2 generations have breastfed. So we're slowly swinging, like Kathy says, the pendulum back into play that breastfeeding is good, because there's a lot of statistics showing that breastfeeding is actually the best form of nutrition for our babies. Statistics have found that breastfed babies are less likely to become obese, and that's what we really are into these days, because they always say, you know, the U.S. is just obese.
Okay.
Childhood obesity seems to be a growing concern, and this obesity epidemic is reaching our nation's youngest child. Mm-hmm. And almost 10% of our infants and toddlers have high weights for length. Over 20% of children aged 2 to 5 are overweight or obese. And approximately 1 in 5 children are already carrying excess weight as he or she enters kindergarten. So that's crazy. Children who are obese at age 6 have been found to have a greater than 50% chance of being obese as adults, regardless if their parents are or not. So I'm sure there are other factors to take into account, but nutrition definitely plays a key role. Besides providing WIC coupons for our healthy foods, we counsel on good nutrition and good nutritional practices when you are in our WIC clinic.
Let me ask you something else, too. I've heard a lot of articles on television and different segments about women who have trouble breastfeeding feel horrible guilt. They feel like they've failed their children as a mother if it doesn't go perfectly. And, of course, what they're often told is the child has a vote in this, too, and they can't be reasoned with. So, I mean, what do you say to those mothers? Do you encounter this a lot?
We encounter it very seldom, but But that's what we're also there for, to help encourage her and let her know that any amount of breast milk she provides for her child is great. And, you know, we encourage any efforts, you know, a mother does make in breastfeeding. But a lot of it, I think, has to do with just not having the support or the education or the understanding of how breastfeeding works. And it's really sort of simple. I mean, it's supply and demand. The more milk that's removed, the more milk you'll make. And some women will say, yeah, but I don't eat right. Well, the women in Africa don't eat very well, and they can breastfeed their children to age 7 because it's just what goes out must be replaced, you know. So we do have nipple shields. We will do that. If we need to talk to a IBCLC, which would be a regular counselor like they have in the hospitals, if we have issues like that, that's a little bit beyond us, we will contact them, you know. So we will support them. But for the most part, most women should be able to breastfeed. And some will say, I can't do it. My mom didn't do it. But I always say, you know, you don't have your mom's breast, so it's all different, you know. So
we're talking with Kathy Kettle and Diane Stottle. They are both registered nurses with the Livingston County Public Health Department. We're talking about the WIC program. So I guess the next question is, obviously, there are women of all walks of life having children. So can anybody be a part of WIC, or what's the situation when it comes to signing up?
Applicants actually have to have an income at or below 185% of the established U.S. poverty income guidelines.
And okay.
Or they have to be enrolled in TANF, which is like the Temporary Aid for Needy Families, or cash assistance. Or they have to be on the SNAP program, which is also known as the LINC card. The medical card used to count as a way of income, but now practically so many people can get a medical card, it's not a good verification of what income actually is. But you know what? The guidelines are very generous because a family of four can make up to $44,863, and they can be on the WIC program. So I think a lot of people maybe don't think that they qualify, that they have to have a, you know, really severe low income. But mm-hmm. actually, the guidelines are generous. And we always count an unborn baby as another family member. So if a woman is pregnant with twins and she's living with her boyfriend, that's a family of four.
So.
Yes.
How do they find you, and when are the clinics open, and how do women take advantage of this?
WIC has clinics on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at the Health and Education Building located at 310 East Torrance Avenue here in Pontiac, but we are closed on Wednesdays and Fridays because we do work other programs. We are a small health department. The clinic is on a walk-in basis, although requests for appointments can be made if you call in. The clinics are open from 7:30 to 10:30 and 12:30 to 3:30. Don't come in between 11:30 and 12:30. We're hungry.
Okay.
Also, if you are living in town and you are having transportation problems, WIC will provide a taxi for the mom and the child only. Free transportation services are also available through Medicaid clients by calling 1-877-725-0569. And that's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, so they can schedule the transportation for their medical appointments. So that's like show bus, in other words.
Absolutely.
And then when a client does come to the WIC clinic, you know, we were talking about how you're eligible. They also have to approve some of that. So we need an applicant to bring proof of identity, you know, who they are,
okay,
where they're living, something from the last 60 days that's been mailed to them, and either their LINC card or that they have cash assistance. And if not, they just bring us pay stubs for like about the last month. But if you have any questions about what's needed for WIC, they can call the WIC program at 815-844-7174, extension 222. The health department's website also is www.lchd.us. And actually, we're pretty excited because now WIC has its own Facebook page. So those that are interested could like us at Livingston County, Illinois WIC, and can ask questions on there as well. You know, we can better update clients on any changes to the WIC program or clinic schedules in that manner.
So is there a timetable? Can a woman stay involved with the WIC program as long as she has children within the age range we mentioned?
Absolutely. They can come in. If you have a child up to the age of 5, you can be on WIC, or if you're pregnant. Doesn't matter how old you are if you're pregnant.
Okay.
But if they're postpartum, they can be on the WIC program,
yes,
for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If they exclusively breastfeed, they can be on the WIC program for a year after they've delivered that baby.
Yeah, so moms can get food while they're breastfeeding.
We've been talking with Diane Stottle and Kathy Kettle. They are both registered nurses from the Livingston County Public Health Department, and we have been talking about the WIC program. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.